Ozark Radio Sports. I'm Gary Lee, and I've got some guests here with me. And of course, you know, it's, well, not quite yet, but it's getting closer to high school football. And the West Plains Zizzers, every year, they kind of officially kick their season off with a really cool event. And it's the annual football dinner and auction. And I've got with me Ashley Tyree Cooley and also Brock Kanagi. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can to get you all to come and be part of this because it's a lot of fun. Lots of items will be auctioned off. And the food, of course, is just always top shelf. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So now, Ashley, what's going to make this year special?
So year after year, you will see our athletes and our coaching staff and the community of volunteers that we put together to make up the Zizzer Football Quarterback Club out and about in our community. And thanks to the West Plains and surrounding community support, we have many items. I was just telling Coach that at this point we have around 60, 65 items already on the lineup between our silent and our live auction for the event. Some things that you can expect this year: we have a rifle, we have a pistol, we have a really neat welded fabricated Zizzer bench. We have many different experiences, different gift cards to all different businesses and local restaurants here in West Plains. So there's certainly going to be something for everyone.
And again, all this money that's raised, I mean, that's, you know, and I'll get with Coach Kanagi here in a moment, but that all helps because, you know, you guys have an expense out there getting kids to and from those long bus rides, having making sure they got something to eat, the Gatorade, and just other little things that come up. But the quarterback club goes above and beyond that. I mean, they actually dig in and, you know, get with the coaches. What do you guys need? What type of equipment do you need? How can we help? And so what are some of the things you're hearing that may be helping out the team this year as far as items that are needed?
Yes. Yeah, so as the school district, we really work hard to meet the needs of all of our athletic teams and programs. But with the Zizzer Football Quarterback Club, they just exemplify that even more. They go that one step further to help fulfill the wants of the team, the wants of our coaching staff. So in recent years, they've outfitted our locker room with new athlete lockers. They assist with travel expenses, those meals that you just visited about. They also outfit our team in different forms of apparel and different undershirts for their as part of their uniform. So we're just especially grateful for the support that they provide to our program and going above and beyond those expected needs of the program.
Hey, again, we are speaking with Ashley Tyree Cooley, athletic director for the Zizzers, and the head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Brock Kanagi. Now, this annual football dinner and auction, it's going to be Friday, August 14th. The doors will open at 5:30. The event will kind of kick off at 6 p.m., and it'll be at the middle school FEMA shelter. They're going to have a pulled pork dinner and all the sides. Of course, you know, we're talking about the silent and live auction. Lots of goodies are going to be up for grabs. But tickets, okay? Because this is a fundraiser, and who and how? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's certainly the right time to be making plans and saving the date for Friday, August 14th for either you as individuals or if you're interested in purchasing a table for your friends or family members. So a single ticket is $25, or if you're interested in reserving a table for six, that's $250, and all of those proceeds go to benefit Zizzer Football. So if you're interested in purchasing a ticket or a table, you may reach out directly to me at West Plains High School Athletic Department at 417-256-6150.
And, you know, a Facebook page.
Yes. So do follow, like, and share our Zizzer Football Quarterback Club page. That's kept up to date. And currently, we are updating that page daily with all the auction items that we've been able to secure. So get on there and check out what's on the lineup for August 14th.
And get your tickets. I mean, get them because that is, it helps so much. It helps planning, how much food, how many, you know, it just really, really helps. And I know there's a lot of Zizzer Nation out there that's going to hear this and you know, jump on it now. Get those tickets. Get that table reserved. It's going to be a great night. Now let's get over to Coach Kanagi here. And, you know, this is a big deal, big fundraiser to help your team. And let's a little bit, you know, what kind of team are we going to have this year for the Zizzers?
Well, so, you know, I think I said the exact same thing last year, but you're going to see a bunch of new fresh faces. You know, we're bringing back like three returners on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
So it really is a new team in a way. You know, kids are moving up from JV to the varsity level. And so this will be a good chance for everybody to come out and see these young men and how they've progressed.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have the team there, right? They'll be there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is what – it's really cool because you love those seasoned vets, you know, in high school football. But, you know, for coaches, this is where people get to see, you know – who's that kid? You know, I mean, it's all about the development of young men. And yes, some of them are not going to run, you know, be what, 4.7 40s or, you know, 4.6 40s or 4.4. But each player has their own unique individual talent that they can bring. And you guys get to untap all that.
Absolutely. Everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. And that's the fun part of the off season, you know, for me as a coach, is trying to put all those pieces of the puzzle, you know, and get them where they fit.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
And of course, you know, your coaching staff, you know, we talked about it last year. You know, you got a lot of new young players. I mean, you had a good core, but you had some young players but you had a really young new coaching staff. Now they're moving in to a more seasoned second year. They kind of have as the players that were there last year, it's coming back. They have a better understanding of what the coaches expect. But now your young coaches that you've kind of been bringing along, now they have a better idea of, okay, what can I coach? What am I able to teach that they retain? And how's that round table been going with just you and your coaches?
Yeah, it's, you know, you like stability in a program or any business. And we were able to retain all our coaches and bring them back. We actually added one coach, Evan Ackerson. He's a former Zizzer. You know, it's been a goal of mine to bring back some of these former Zizzer football players, you know, because they have a lot of community pride, and they're invested in this community. And now I was able to bring Evan back, and he is coaching our receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Coach Ackland, this will be his second year at the helm of the offense. Coach Stowers, Kyler Stowers, you know, he's a former Zizzer, and he moved up to the head offensive line position. I was able to bring Coach Jared Gurgley up from the middle school. You know, he's been coaching with us, you know, for several years, but he's moving up to the varsity level, and he's coaching our running backs. Coach Tim Smith had been working with our middle school. You know, he's been here for at West Plains for about 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he has a lot of experience, and he's moved up to the varsity level, and he's coaching our linebackers.
Well, now, of course, again, don't forget, we're talking with head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Brock Kanagi, and you know, we're talking about the annual football dinner and auction that's going to be Friday, August 14th. Be sure you get your tickets, okay? And it's going to be at the middle school FEMA shelter. It's a great deal. You'll be able to see your Zizzer 2026 football team there as well. And all the money, again, really helps out the football team. But the season, unofficially, officially, gets going with your Jamboree, and where's that at, and what can you tell us?
We're going to the Jamboree in Rolla this year. We're going to Rolla. I'm not even exactly sure.
I think it's August 21st, I think. It's the Friday before the first regular season game.
We go to Rolla for the Jamboree, and then we'll go to Miller Career Academy in St. Louis for game one.
It's going to be here before we know it. Of course, once it starts, man, it rolls. And be part of it. Get involved. I don't know. You got a good chain gang. Is all that squared away? And, of course, don't forget the Zizzer Quarterback Club annual football dinner and auction Friday, August 14th. Hey, Coach, we appreciate, Ashley and yourself coming by and sharing that with us. And we'll be talking with Coach Kanege every Friday morning once we get just a little bit closer. There's something to talk about, because for those of you that played football, for those of you that's had kids in football, you get it. There's not a whole lot that we can say at this point. So all you got to do is just keep listening to Ozark Radio Sports, and we'll keep you informed. Coach, thanks for coming by.
Thank you. I appreciate it.